Now, just hours after Taoiseach said he would have appreciated an early warning system about possible shortages on the national grid this winter, the operator of the national electricity grid issued another statement alert last night, system alert last night, for a short time. Airgrid said the alert was issued, quote, due to low wind and tight margins. While the system alert, previously known as an amber alert, is an indication of possible temporary power supply issues, was withdrawn within an hour of being issued, it does fuel concern over potential energy shortages this winter. Let's talk now to Dr. Barry Hayes, who's lecturer and principal investigator in power systems engineering at University College Cork. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Hayes, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. So are early warning systems, are they adequate? Are they up to the job? Are they giving us a satisfactory advance notice of problems likely to occur?
I think the risks to the security of our electricity supply shouldn't come as a surprise. I think these issues have been developing and have been flagged over a number of years. We've seen an increase in the number of system alerts issued by Airgrid recently. These have been received a lot of media coverage and also published documents by Airgrid, for example. So Airgrid would publish an annual planning statement where they look at and forecast grid capacity over the next 10 years and forecast gaps and how to address them. So if you look at those documents back as far as 2017, they've highlighted tighter supply demand margins, challenges due to the growth in data center demand. So I found the comments strange that there is no early warning system in place. I think this is very well known in the industry.
What then of the risk of outages, of electricity outages in the coming months? How do you assess that?
So the system alerts that we've seen recently, I think that they are a cause for concern, but they don't indicate any immediate risk of blackout or any impact on electricity customers. Usually these system alerts, they indicate that the gap between supply and demand, or the margin between supply and demand, is less than we would ideally like. And most of these system alerts pass off without any incidents. Once we have more generation on the system, the alert is removed. The recent system alerts this summer, usually we tend to get system alerts more in winter when electricity demand is highest and we have the most strain on the electricity grid. The recent alerts this summer have been due to unusually low wind levels, and also because a lot of the grid assets have been undergoing maintenance. Usually summer is a good time to take the assets for maintenance. But it is concerning that we're receiving these system alerts, but it shouldn't be a cause for panic.
We know that the focus is on switching to renewables in the years ahead and to do it sooner rather than later. But the need for backup generation when the wind doesn't blow, or if we get to solar when the sun doesn't shine, have we adequate backup to be able to run an effective renewable system, in what it's hoped will be this new era?
So one of the issues that we've had in Ireland and that in many countries with similar approaches to decarbonisation is procuring enough backup generation for times of low wind speeds. And we've struggled, like many others, to incentivise enough backup generation, usually in the form of gas generation, to provide that backup. In conjunction with that, we have had a very significant increase in electricity demand in Ireland over the last number of years, mainly due to large energy users or data centres. So I think a combination of those factors is leading to these concerns, combined with the possibility of knock-on effects of a gas disruption as a result of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
All right, no doubt we'll speak again in the time ahead. But at the moment, Dr. Barry Hayes from UCC, thank you very much for that.